Well, hello, Jenny, and Mom, Fred, Nika, and everybody else on my mailing list. I finally got myself a tape recorder, and, well, I guess I'll have to start off by today's the 14th of December. What is it? 11 more days till Christmas? And so far I haven't got the mail tonight, but I did get a letter from Jenny yesterday, and it really, really brought my spirits up. I can't believe how much. But what's going on here so far right now? I'm just sitting in my room, and it's about 20 minutes after 6, and I've been off work now for about an hour and 20 minutes. Dinner was pretty crummy as usual, and not much else has changed, but there really, really is a kind of a sad situation over here as far as not having anything to do, no war going on, nothing. You don't even hear about anybody ever taking any hits anymore or nothing. It's just a just a bore, actually, I guess. But right now, everybody's just about in the club, which I'm living in, and they're in there drinking, watching Tonight Show, and here it is, 6:20, we're watching the Tonight Show already. And that's about it. I understand we got our projector back today, so we start showing movies. I haven't seen any since I've been over here. But in this unit, it's like you see them, you know, every night or so. In the unit I was in before, we saw him every time he got back to On K, which is about once or twice a year. So that wasn't, it's not too bad that way. I do have a concrete building I'm living in, or a cinder block building, or partially wood, partially cinder block. It's not too bad. I got, my room is about 10 by 14 or so, maybe, yeah, that's about right. Two of us living in here. And it should be temporary, though. I'm going to see if I can get out of this club, because I like to go to bed before everyone else, and gets kind of noisy next door here. So that's how I'm fixed right now. But let me tell you about the trouble I went through to get this tape recorder. First of all, it took me about a week before I ever had any time to get down to the PX to check it. In the meantime, I'd look through the PX mail order catalog for Christmas, which is a PASIX exchange, I guess Pacific exchange, but all the products in it are American products. And it's a fairly small catalog, but there wasn't a single reel-type tape recorder in it. It seems that reels are obsolete now, and they're using cassettes. But since my family and both sides of my family, my folks and my folks-in-law have reel-type tape recorders, it seemed like it'd be kind of a bad deal to have to get a cassette, and then everybody had to go down and buy different types of tape recorders. But I tried. I got a hold of the full PASIX catalog, which contains everything that Pacific Exchange sells, and mostly is Japanese and Oriental stuff on the thing here, and here you got a much, much larger selection of cassettes, but still no real types. So I decided that I'm going to have to find somebody that had one and buy it from him or something, steal it from him or something. But I got a guy that said he had one that was broken, and it wouldn't record. So I told him, you know, if he sense it doesn't record, why don't you just give it to me, I'll see if I can fix it. And then if I fix it, then you can use it. So he said, all right, you fix it, and then you can have it. But, you know, so I let him use it. And apparently I fixed it because I'm recording now. But it's a decoder. It's exactly the same kind I had before, last tour. It's really a cheap thing. It must cost about $10 tops, but I guess it'll do the trick. It only records in one, this second here. Okay, seconds up. I just ran it back, and I just noticed that the volume was way down on this level, and I was getting ready to say it really records in one volume, and I was right. It doesn't make any difference how the volume's set on it. It just records. I guess the volume's for playback only. But anyway, it's working. I got it working. And then I noticed down at the PX they had these mail-a-tapes for sale. They generally cost 60 cents, but since the Post Exchange no longer sells the type of tape recorders it takes to play them, and apparently very few people have this type of tape recorder anymore, they're trying to get rid of them. So I bought a year's supply, I hope. I bought 24 tapes for 20 cents a piece. I just about bought them out of tapes. But I don't know if that'll take me or not, but I tell you what, when I run out of tapes, I'm out. So what I'll probably have to do is re-record the ones I get sent back. But we should be all right. I got 24 fresh tapes, and this would be the first one of the 24 I'm using. But I thought it was a pretty good deal on tapes anyway. And it turns out that postage is free on tapes. Seemed to me, I guess, that they changed that the last time I was here from airmail postage to free. But anyway, I don't know. This thing here should arrive just about 5 days for Christmas. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, and I don't know. Maybe you'll hear from me between when you get this and Christmas, but I don't know. But I really do. I really wish I was there, but my heart and soul is with you, and I hope my presence is felt, because I will be there in thought. So that's enough of that, I guess. But anyway, just to give you an idea of what I've done since I've been here, I got up to Seattle about, I guess it was about 10 o'clock, 9:47, 10 o'clock, something like that, and had to wait around till 10:30 to get a bus that went out to McCord. And I got to McCord and got a TR, which is a transportation request, I guess, typed up, and got my seat on the plane, and it was a, let's see, what kind of plane was it? It was a Airlift International, DC-8 63F. One of those long things. It had 219 passengers in it, and I didn't even hear it. I understood one of those Mac aircraft crashed up in Alaska the day before, but I didn't even hear about it until everybody was talking about it in terminal when I was there. So I wasn't really concerned, though. That I've seen that movie before. Every time I went to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to pick up some Chinooks, the plane just before mine crashed every time, just about, but I never did. But anyway, I guess that's the way it goes. We took off about 2 o'clock in the morning, I guess, and plane was full, and I guess we went straight to Anchorage, Alaska, and I don't remember how long the flight was supposed to be. I guess it was, I don't even remember, but when we got up there, the plane that just took off an hour before us on the route to Korea attempted the last landing that was made at Anchorage International. There was 70 knot crosswinds going across the runway, and they almost crashed another one that night trying to land it. So apparently they only have one runway up there, even though it's an international airport. But we had to fly to Elmendorf Air Force Base, which is inside Anchorage also. And they got a runway in a better direction for landing, I guess. But Elmendorf was a SAC base, and they don't have any fuel trucks there. They apparently use a pit-type refueling for their SAC bombers and et cetera, et cetera. So they had to truck fuel from Anchorage International, and it was below zero up there, and the roads were icy and everything else. And 3 hours and 45 minutes later, we finally got fueled and get ready to take off again. The terminal was full of the plane that was headed for Korea that tried to make a landing at Anchorage, so we couldn't even go in out of the plane into the terminal, so we sat on that plane for the whole 3 hours and 45 minutes. But we finally got off, and the funny thing about it, these tankers they used to fill us up were only 1,000-gallon tankers, and he had to make about 20 trips, which I thought was pretty interesting. They didn't even have a tanker big enough to load the plane up. But we finally got off, and then our next stop was Yokota Air Force Base in Japan. I guess it's right outside of Tokyo. I don't know. We didn't do too much, and the whole flight, except when we got to Japan, it was starting to get light, and I'd never been to Japan before or flown over or anything else, so I was really looking out the window. And we landed at Yokota, and they wouldn't let us leave the terminal there, but they had a pretty big PX type concession set up in there, and there's all kinds of good things to buy really cheap. But unfortunately, I should have picked me up a tape recorder then, but I didn't. But anyway, about an hour or 45 later, we were delayed for one reason or another. I guess we caught up with that Korean plane or something, and couldn't get us refueled right away. But we took off from there and flew right past Mount Fuji, and it was a clear day, which I understand was unusual in those parts. But Mount Fuji was really a nice looking mountain. You get the crater on top, and you can see a little lake in the bottom of it, and everything's really sharp. It was all snow-capped, and little bitty roads winding up the top of it. It was really cool. And weather was pretty much, clouds and everything. We flew on top of them until we got to Cameron Bay, and it started raining on us, and they made an IFR approach in there. We went to the 22nd Replacement Battalion at Cameron, and I guess we arrived there about 5 o'clock. And we'd arrived there about 2 o'clock if it hadn't been for that 3-hour wait in Anchorage, but that's the way it goes, I guess. And we didn't get through processing to about 8:30. What little processing, what it amounted to is getting our orders out and giving 5 choices of where we wanted to go, and they'll teletype the message to so-and-so, and they'd assign us from there, and then the next night they'd put it up on the bulletin board where we were going and when our plane left. So all next day, all I did was, mess around getting stuff sewed on my jungle fatigues and everything. I got those issued at Cameron and got some jungle boots issued. And went to the PX a couple of times, and they didn't have anything that I wanted. So I just, you know, sat in the bar most of the day, I guess is what it amounted to. But 8 o'clock that night, they sent me to the, or they had my name for the 12th Infantry Division. And knowing that there's no such thing as a 12th Infantry Division, I inquired, and it also made me curious. I had an idea they might be sending me to an infantry outfit or something. So I went and inquired, and I found out it was the 12th Aviation Group Combat. But it seems that out of the five choices, you're supposed to get one of the first three, but I didn't get any of the five because I didn't even ask for the 12th Aviation Group. But anyway, that's the way it goes, I guess. So we figuring that the Air Force don't fly at night unless they have to, you know. We figured at least they get a good night's sleep and leave the first thing the next morning. But we didn't. At midnight, they came around and woke us up, and the plane was supposed to leave at 2 in the morning, so we got our bags packed and went out to the airport, and the plane broke down, and they couldn't leave until 6 the next morning. So we could have got a night's sleep after all if everything was, you know, planned, prearranged, but it wasn't. But we arrived at the... we went into Long Bend from there in a C-130. And we sat in the terminal there for about an hour, I guess, waiting transportation to the 90th Replacement Battalion, where they were going to arrange us transportation to our respective organizations, the whole plane load of us. So about noon, I guess, noon, 1 o'clock, we finally got a ride to the 12th Combat Aviation Group, which is at Plantation. And Plantation is somewhere between Benoit and Long Bend. So, well, I guess actually the plane went into Benoit, not Long Bend. Then we went to the 90th Replacement in Long Bend and back to the plantation. But we sat there waiting all day. Apparently the 12th Combat Aviation Group got real busy and they couldn't interview us or anything. So about, I don't know, about 5 o'clock, just getting ready to give up and get ready to eat dinner, they finally had time to interview us. And got my assignment to the 242nd Aviation Company Assault Support Helicopter. And supposedly the courier bird was going to come in and pick us up, but everything flowing true to form here so far since I got in country, he didn't show up. So we spent the night there, and the next morning he was supposed to be there first thing in the morning. And finally he was going to be there at 9 and 10 and so on until after lunch, and then finally they showed up. So we spent a day and a half there. Went up to the Coochee, which is the headquarters of the 269th Battalion, who, you know, is the battalion headquarters of the 242nd Company. And they messed around with us for about they in-processed us there for about a half a day, I guess. We got up there about 1 o'clock. We went to finance and et cetera, et cetera. The 25th Division supports the 12th Group as far as finance goes, and all personnel and everything else, because they support the 25th Division the most. But the 25th has stood down, all their people are going home, and so all their finance is all screwed up over there, and their admin's all screwed up. So no telling what's going to happen to my records, but I hope they exist. But next morning about, 9 o'clock or so, we got in a plane and went down to Fulloy, which is where I live right now. Fulloy is about halfway between Coochee and Long Bend. So that's right outside of Long Bend. So that's how I got here. When I got here, they told us they'd give us a couple, 3 days to settle down, you know, and get our room fixed up and everything. But it didn't work out that way for me. CMMI is a command maintenance management inspection, and it happens once a year, and commanders who have flunked it have been known to have been fired from their command job, so it's a fairly important inspection. But anyway, this company had just moved to Fulloy, and they weren't in any way prepared for a inspection of this type. And the commo officer had been particularly unprepared, so he got fired, and I was hired to take his place. And when I moved in there, there's no way that the company's commo section could have possibly passed the CMMI. But good old me, and I fixed it right up and got an 86% on it. And in the meantime, I've got some new policies out and everything else, so we should be able to maintain a pretty good commo section and maintain inspection requirements. But we're supporting the company better than commo's ever done it before, which I'm, you know, really happy about. All this talking I've done, and I haven't even got through a full tape yet on one side. I'm starting to remember back how it was back in the old days when I've done this before. And it seemed to me that sometimes it took me 2 days to fill up one of these things, but we'll see. I guess there's a helicopter flying over now, the same old sounds. But I don't know, that got me into the company here and got my job that I've gotten and et cetera, et cetera. So I... more or less brings us up to date. We had our inspection, I guess, what did I say? I think it was last Friday. And the inspection was given to us by the out of the goodness of the inspector's heart, because every section in the company except COMO and avionics and maintenance management of aircraft maintenance is the only three sections that passed, and everybody else flunked it, but they still gave us the inspection because of the move and the shortage of manpower and all the other variables. But I feel that I was, you know, instrumental in making the pass, because if I'd flunked it too, then that would probably have been the end. They wouldn't have been able to fudge enough to make the whole company pass. But everybody's quite happy. We got Sunday off, and possibly from Sundays from now on off, which is pretty good. I tell you a little bit about my prospects for flying here. I guess I'll do that on the other side. It looks like I'm getting ready to get kind of short on tape, so I'm going to go ahead and flip it over. So we'll see in a few seconds or however long it takes you to flip the tape over.